Women are simply amazing. Great nurturers who spend most of their time, energy, and thought juggling life and family. Women are refreshing wells of courage and warmth. Up you, woman! Now is the time to find and identify your true self. Become the best you. Live your true purpose. Up You with Ezinne helps you begin the journey, empowers you with hope and inspiration. Tune in to Up You with Ezinne Kufuor-Ikanem every Saturday at 4 p.m. on Women Radio WFM 91.7. Up You with Ezinne will help you stand up, speak up, shake up, soak up, scale up, and serve up. It's 4 p.m. every Saturday on Women Radio WFM 91.7. Up You with Ezinne, finding self, finding purpose.
Women are refreshing wells of courage and warmth. The best of you, finding purpose by juggling life. Of you empowers you with hope and inspiration.
Stand up, speak up, sign up, shake up, soak up, serve up, scale up.
Of you.
Hello there. Greetings, wonderful Up You community. Welcome to another edition of your favorite female-centric program, Up You with Ezinne. Oh, wow. How are you all doing? Are you taking stock of your year? Are you disrupting yourself? Are you ready? Dotting your I's and crossing your T's? Well, today we are wrapping up our disruption series with this episode. We hope this episode will snap out anyone who is still sitting on the fence about building resilience for navigating the life of our dreams. We can dream all we want, we can do all we want, but you see, life will be life and life will throw the curves it will throw. And so we need to build resilience for the journeys ahead. It's our Up You Are, and I'm here to keep you company as usual. So let's do this, my beautiful people. Finding self, finding purpose. My name is Ezinne Kufuor-Ikanem, and I'm your host.
Hi, my name is Chioma BBB, and you're listening to Up You with Ezinne Kufuor-Ikanem. Up You!
Celebrating two remarkable years of Up You with Ezinne, the brand that empowers women to reach new heights. It is time to join the celebration. Share your love for Up You with Ezinne in a 1-minute video. Tell us why you adore our brand and its mission. But here is the best part. The video with the most likes on Instagram will win a fantastic prize of 50,000 naira. So, grab your camera, speak from the heart, and inspire others with your story. Don't miss this chance to be a part of our journey and win big. Show your love, share your story, and let's make this anniversary unforgettable. Happy second anniversary, Up You with Ezinne. For more information, contact Up You with Ezinne on 0813-563-2790. On Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok at Up You with Ezinne. And on Facebook, Up You Book.
If you're just joining us, this is Up You with Ezinne on WFM 91.7. The topic today is upscaling resilience, lessons for the woman-owned SME. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks, adapt to challenges, and thrive in the face of adversity. Women entrepreneurs often face unique obstacles and barriers in business world, making resilience a crucial quality to cultivate. In this discussion, we will explore the concept of resilience and how it can be applied to women-owned small and medium enterprises to foster growth and success. Welcome, 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 everyone. Please settle in nicely. Be kind to follow us on all our social media platforms at Up You with Ezine on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We'd love to connect with you and keep this conversation going long after this episode has ended. The topic today is upscaling resilience lessons for the women-owned SMEs.
Celebrating two remarkable years of Up You with Ezine, the brand that empowers women to reach new heights. It is time to join the celebration. Share your love for Up You with Ezine in a 1-minute video. Tell us why you adore our brand and its mission. But here is the best part. The video with the most likes on Instagram will win a fantastic prize of 50,000 naira. So, grab your camera, speak from the heart, and inspire others with your story. Don't miss this chance to be a part of our journey and win big. Show your love, share your story, and let's make this anniversary unforgettable. Happy second anniversary, Up You with Ezine. For more information, contact Up You with Ezine on 0813-563-2790. On Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok at Up You with Ezine. And on Facebook, Up You Book.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, 'cause we don't want your broken parts. I've learned to be ashamed of all my scars. Run away, they say, no one will love you as you are. But I won't let them break me down to dust. I know that there's a place for us, for we are glorious. When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown in my. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
If you're just joining us, this is Up You with Ezine on WFM 91.7. May I remind you that all episodes of Up You with Ezine are on our YouTube channel and podcast channel. Be sure to follow us and don't miss a thing. We'd like for you to participate and contribute your thoughts and opinions to the conversation. So stay with us as I bring up our guest who is already in the studio. So our guest today is Dr. Genevieve PL Duncan Obobi, a passionate and collaborative African business leader dedicated to the development of individuals and the empowerment of women and youth in the realm of leadership and entrepreneurial growth. With a focus on customer experience and leadership strategy, she is also a sought-after SME consultant, global speaker, coach, and mentor. She is driven by the mission of helping women-led businesses achieve scalability through capacity building, business-to-business coaching, international exposure, and leadership development. Boasting an impressive 18-year tenure in the service industry, she has acquired extensive experience in relationship management, team leadership, business development, and bank branch management. Her commitment to excellence has earned her multiple awards in banking and finance, people's skills, authorship, coaching and mentoring, and women and youth economic empowerment. Acknowledged as one of the 100 most impactful change makers in Africa by the Humanitarian Awards Global 2022 and recognized among the 40 most influential female leaders in Ghana by Young Global Network in 2020. She is a staunch advocate of Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs 5, 7, 8, and 17. She holds a doctorate degree from Swiss Business School, Zurich, MBA in marketing from University of Ghana, and a bachelor's degree in business administration from GIMPA. She's certified by Harvard USA, Cranfield UK, and CEIBS Shanghai for executive education. She is currently the lead consultant at Tarragon Edge Ghana and a business development consultant at Crucible Afrique LLC Dubai. Everyone, please join me in welcoming the tenacious Dr. Genevieve Obobi to the show today.
Thank you so much. I mean, listening to you read my profile, I'm smiling because today I love the fact that we are talking about resilience. All the accolades and all the great things that you're mentioning about me, there is a factor of resilience in that because it wasn't an easy road. So to everyone out there, it might sound like a great profile, but it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of resilience. So I'm happy today we are speaking about resilience. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Everyone on the call this morning, she's joining us today from the US of A. And if you have an idea of the time difference, you will really give her a warm, warm welcome. So please type in your welcome so that she can see it and know that this sacrifice she's making is appreciated by every one of us. If you're just joining us, this is Oppy with AZ Nation, and today we're discussing upscaling resilience lessons for the women-owned SMEs. Frankly, Genevieve, I'm so happy that you are here. Thank you so much. Yeah. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm happy to be here as well.
Good. Okay, so let me just start by saying, could you please share your perspective on today's topic, upscaling resilience, and why does it resonate with you?
Thank you so much. Just as I started by saying, I mean, I think it's been a long journey. It hasn't been an easy road. There has been great challenges on the path of going. Women, as we all know, go through different phases of life. And I've had my fair share of all the phases, career-wise, going to school, managing a home, losing my first marriage, having a lot of miscarriages, and all that. I'm sure, if not for the fact that I was very resilient and I was intentional about being resilient, I'm not sure I would have come this far. I'm sure, just by your definition, the ability, and I want to add not just the ability, but also how easily and how timely we are able to bounce back from any setback. So it resonates so well with me because I have not just encountered different challenges on the path of growth, but I've also seen and felt very close people go through the same thing. So I realized that, look, I'm not alone. What do I need to do? All I need to do is to keep the focus. And I think that is why I am very passionate about seeing a lot of women. The word I use is financially empowered, not just empowerment, not just telling you to be empowered and showing you the ways to get empowered. But I want to help you to grow wealth. I want you to be financially empowered. And I'm sure that is why we are all women in business. And that is why today we are going to have this interesting conversation. So be our guest.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure.
It's amazing, you know, the depth of living and experience that you're bringing to this conversation. You know, when I asked you to come on the show, I asked you on the strength of what I know that you've been doing on the continent and outside of the continent. And now you have even now brought a personal stamp to say, I've done this, I've lived it. I know what it means to be resilient. So I'm not going to be teaching you what I do not know or what I have not done. Thank you very much. So you were defining resilience there way back then. So can you please give us a full definition so that we can use that and run with it?
Okay, so I would love to define it. Maybe I'll say I would love to use three words to define resilience. Mm-hmm. The first one is the ability to adapt. Like we all know, mm-hmm. the world is changing at a very fast rate. And you cannot, the word is you cannot, afford not to be adaptable. And I always use the scenario of, I'm sure as women, we all know how it is like growing up. We love to wear the heels and we love to look good. No matter how tall you are, when you wear heels, you look very good in it. And it calculates, I use the word, it calculates your steps. When you wear a flat sole, it pushes you. The way you walk, it's quite faster. So I always use the scenario of wearing heels. Today, if about 20 years ago, when I started probably my banking career and my corporate life, if I was wearing 4 inches, it reduced to about 3 inches to 2. Now I'll say I wear 1, or maybe worst case scenario, if I'm not walking too long, if the distance of walking is not too long, I can manage a 2. But I won't try wearing a 4 inches, not for anything in the world, you know? Mm-hmm. And that is, for me, adaptability. The fact that you reckon that times are changing and you need to change with time. So that is the first word I want to use when I am defining resilience. The second word is flexibility. Mm-hmm. How flexible are you as a person? And it goes hand in hand with adaptability. How are you able to adapt to new ways of doing things? How are you able to align to different strategies just to make sure that you achieve a very great result in a timely manner? And then the last word I would use is, do you have the learning attitude? Are you able to quickly learn from mistakes, from challenges, from setbacks, and get going? And these are the ways I want to look at explaining or trying to define, because you've already given us the definition, the real definition. But I'm looking at it from the practicality of what we are talking about. So how easily are we able to adapt from a setback? How flexible are we? And also, how willing are we to learn from our mistakes and our challenges and move on?
Thank you very much. So the three key words we're working with today are adaptability, flexibility, and learning. Exactly. How adaptable are you to circumstances? Mm. How flexible are you? Are you rigid? Are you stuck in your ways? Mm. And then how much of a learner are you? And how fast do you learn from your mistakes, challenges, setbacks? Take the lessons, reapply them, cross-apply them, and keep moving. That's honestly it. Spot on. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, we all learn every day, and you teach in such a way that it's so easy to follow. Because I mean, you know, I have to pass myself through this litmus test now and say, what's my adaptability quotient? What's my flexibility quotient? Mm. And what the capacity to learn, unlearn, and relearn that I have packed in over the years, and I'm willing to pack in going forward, because that is what determines whether I'm going to bounce back from setbacks and grow resilience as I forge ahead. Interesting. So, can you tell us specifically when you realized that you were cut out to focus on upscaling resilience for women-owned SMEs? When did you realize that this is more than something you are interested in, that this is a calling, this is where you should put in your all?
Great. So I started a little bit of intro about myself. I would say most times, a lot of us are not able to identify our purpose on time. But thanks be to God if you are able to. And so for me, by God's grace, I think at an early stage, because of the support system I had, the coaches I had, the mentors I was looking up to, I was really privileged to identify my purpose quite early. So I think I became a bit more aligned to the fact that, look, resilience is one of the key attributes I need to survive in this world, especially when I had 8 consistency. I mean, it was just consistent, back to back, every year at least one miscarriage. So after those years, I mean, as normal as we all are, we get hit by issues of life. and I was really hurt. But I remember my dad gave me a book called Attitude is Everything by Keith Harrell. And for me,
I read that book.
Yes, for me, that was, I'll say, my turnaround. I said to myself, like, hey, girl, you don't have control over the things that you are encountering in life, especially things to do with childbearing, marriage issues, and all that. What do you do? Would you focus on what is happening to you now? Or you just look ahead and hope that by God's grace, because I believe in God, whatever you believe in, stay close to it. So I believe in God. So I'm like, by God's grace, at least when he thinks it is time for him to bless you with the things he needs to bless you with. So what did I do? I started channeling that negative pain, the focus. I channeled it positively after reading that book and speaking to my dad extensively. And then I started the path of learning. And learning takes so much part of your mind that I would say you'll not even get time to worry, because I went back to school. I was doing my MBA. I need to write exams. I need to pass my classwork. So where on earth am I going to sit in the room and cry? And I just want to say that strong women, they say, we also break down. We also go in a room and cry. We weep. We will grab a coffee, go in the room, cry. I will say, go to the throne room, talk to my God, but I have to bounce back. I don't have to stay down there for too long. I have to remember that, look, you don't have control. Leave it to the one who has control and move on with your life. So at that point of my life, and this is about, I'll say about how many years ago, maybe 13, 15, 16, 17, it can even be 20 years ago. The focus is that stay close to what you have control over. Quickly turn around or turn negativity into positivity and move ahead. And that is how come I have been a bit focused on this journey of being resilient and also helping my fellow women, especially those in business, to also stay very focused and very resilient in their journey.
Thank you again. Well, isn't it amazing that out of our adversity, most times we find purpose, you know? So that's where your third point of learning comes to play. Because when adversity befalls you, if you turn it into a learning curve, you will better ride it and then you come out stronger. I am very happy that you are stronger today and that you're able to talk about it. Better things ahead of you. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay. So in your experience, what are the common challenges that women-owned SMEs face in building resilience, and how can they overcome it?
Thank you so much. I'll say that building resilience, definitely, like any other thing you're trying to build, comes with its own challenges. But first of all, as women, the mindset is very important. So like I rightly said, channeling negativity into positivity, be open-minded. Understand that, look, like they say, life will throw at all of us, at every face, life will throw a particular challenge to us. They say when life gives you lemons, make what? Lemonade out of it. So definitely you need to stay positive minded. That is the first thing I want us to say, that the challenges will hit us. The challenges are there, but let's be focused. One of the key challenges I will put across is that as women, we take care of what? The home. And the home is not just our children and our husbands. So many other people call our home their home as well. So we are ever taking care of issues at home, making sure that everything works out perfectly in the home. That is one key challenge, because you see, we spread ourselves thin. The first thing I want to say here is that instead of spreading yourself thin, have a support system. Like you rightly said, with all I do, I'm not sure without a keen support system I can survive. Because one minute you're here, the next minute you're doing this here, the next minute you're there. If for the fact that I don't have a support system, a support system can be anywhere. It can be your family member. It can be like, in my case, fortunately, I have my mom, my dad, and my siblings. So I have them at home. In the event where you don't have, don't relent to ask for help. we are not super women. I want to say that. Yes, we've had that phase of being versatile, being able to juggle so many things, but we are not super women. We are just like the ordinary human being. Just that by God's own way, the way he created women, we can do so many things at the same time, multitasking. However, don't fail to ask for help. That is the first thing. Most times women fail to ask for help because we feel we have all it takes to get it done. I have been there, but I realized it wasn't helpful. So let's ask for help. The second point I would put across is that as women, we are not able to collaborate enough. You see, the world is changing rapidly, like I said, and you cannot afford to do it all by yourself. Yes, I can do it all by myself. I can get the results I want. But my dear, it's easier when I do it with you because the risk is shared. So whereas men will just go and just discuss an issue and Charlie will laugh about it, we all made mistakes and so what, we move on. Women will keep to ourselves. We don't want to, the third person to even hear our story. Because yes, we all know the issue with trust and people having a very CNN kind of mouth. So by the time you realize something you discussed has already gone out there. So women are quite careful. So that is also one of the key challenges. We are not able to collaborate enough. We are not, our risk appetite most times is lower because you see, we are thinking about what if this happens? How does it affect my home? What if this happens? How does my reputation become? You know, we think about so many things that sometimes are not even going to happen, but that is the makeup of a woman. I would say it is okay for us to be to be very keen on some of the things that we do, but don't stay too far away and don't be too laid back. Don't be too risk averse. Open up to opportunities. Open up to making mistakes. After all, what is it? When you make mistakes, nobody will beat you for it and bounce back quickly. So probably I'll use maybe these three scenarios. So the first one I spoke about is we having an open mind. Just stay open-minded. Don't be fixated in your thoughts. Most times, a lot of us are too fixated. The second one is also to do with the fact that we don't collaborate enough. We think that, look, I can do it all by myself, the superwoman issue. And then the third thing I would like to talk about is that remember that, look, you have what it takes. Have the confidence. We are most times not confident enough because we all have some level of imposter syndrome. So sometimes you feel, I cannot get it done. I don't have what it takes. Why is this me? Why should I be the one doing this? But you should be the one doing it because you can't do it. That is why it is coming to you for you to do it. So the challenges are a lot because of our setup and culturally, how women are seen in, let's say, our societies. But I would say that, look, we've gone past such issues. Now we have an enabling environment. So let's ride upon the enabling environment, the fact that everybody is drumming the woman empowerment thing. Let's also ride on that and come out from our shells and let's give off our best for ourselves, our homes, communities, and the nations as a whole.
Thank you very much. Thank you. When I was putting out notice for this conversation, I said everyone should come in here because it's going to be a boot camp that will reboot you and put you on the straight path to be able to tackle your 2024. And it's proving to be correct. You know, you're giving out nuggets that will actually save lives, literally save lives and give people perspective. So when you talk about open mindset, I would narrow down to say have a growth mindset. Believe that you can grow and seek growth in everything that you do, because sometimes what happens to some of us women is that we're running around, we're busy, but we are not growing. We're still standing in the same place. We're not productive, but because we're busy, we think that we're growing. So we need to develop a growth mindset to be able to measure growth in ourselves and in our businesses. And that bit about supportive network, we all need it, even me. We all need to go and ask for help. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Now, I remember I was having a conversation with you and I was saying to you that statistics show that post-COVID, female-owned businesses were really worse hit. A lot of them closed shop. And 3 years on, they haven't been able to rebound. You know, if you remember the three steps you gave to us before, they haven't been able to adapt to the fact that COVID happened to them. They haven't been able, they're not flexible enough in their business to say, how else can I do this? And they haven't learned enough to say, okay, I can now carry my business online or do this or do that or do that. So you see, women are still suffering and we're a lot. Is our numbers are massive and unlike the men. You know, a man will go to a pub, sit down, and then tell the next guy, oh boy, how far? Business know they move. Oh. And that one say, what do you do? Then they will actually just talk and they will share. And that one can even say, ah, we need your services. That's but it. A woman is closed up, nursing her thing, because even her business, she sees as a baby of hers, nursing it. She's not willing to open it up.
For others, you know, can come in or come on board.
Exactly. She doesn't even want anybody to, you know, she's afraid that, you know, she prefers to have 100% of nothing than having
0.01. I even say 0.01 of a multi-billion dollar investment or like a business, you know.
Exactly. Please, can you speak to this character or this attitude or attribute of women?
I think it will all boil back down to the fact that we are not able to collaborate enough. And like I rightly said, we are not able to collaborate enough, not because we don't want to, but it is because of past experiences. People have been let down. A lot of people cannot trust the next person, you know? So trust is a key issue. But like you rightly said, men also go through the same phases. But you see, men are able to let go of easily rather than women. Men are able to define that this is business. So instead of focusing too much, what I would say is that as women, let's be structure oriented. Whatever you do, put a system and a structure to it. So whereas maybe in time past, we would do word of mouth agreements, now put it on paper. This is business. So it has nothing to do with my personal life. It is business, and business needs to transcend me. Business needs to be sustainable. So you see, once you get these understanding, what happens is that you don't go into any business contract, any business agreement by word of mouth. You document it. Even if it's your husband, you document it. If it's your mother, you put a document in place. Because you see, the whole point is that if I can't trust you, and I can't trust the next person, it keeps me off opening up. So instead of being growth oriented, I become fixated that everybody's like this. So that alone will push you away from even talking to the next person about your business. Like you said, men will just go and play golf, or will just take a bottle of beer or some bottles of drinks and then talk about their issues. And then here they go, solutions come. Women, when we meet, we hardly even want to talk about our issues because we don't want anybody to know. So the collaboration bit, for me, I think we need to focus more on it. Another thing about collaboration too is that, you know, in this day and age, I use the word, the two C's, right? So collaboration is C, competition is also C. I want to reiterate that, look, as women, let's take competition off our minds. Yes, I might be in business with you. We might be doing the same thing. But listen, the point is, you are not a competition to me, even if you are a competition to me in a positive way. But this competition I'm talking about, taking out of our dictionary, is the competition that makes you feel that, why shouldn't it be me? Why is it Genevieve?
That drains you.
You know, why is it Genevieve? If something comes up and I can mention Genevieve's name for her to get that job to be done, and for her to look back and say, oh, because of Eze, I was able to get this job done. So that relationship becomes tighter. I know you have my back. When I'm not there, you are able to mention me in the boardroom. That is how women should start thinking. So replace the competition with collaboration or cooperation or coordination, whatever you want to replace the C with, but forget the competition bit. Because you see, once you understand that I'm not in competition, when you go to probably Lagos market, I don't know your particular, your well-known market, but let's say
Balogun market.
In my country, I say when you go to Makola or when you go to Agogloshi, you see like 10 women selling exactly the same things.
The same thing, on the same
line.
They're
all there.
Yeah.
They are all there, whether they are friends or not, they are all there. If you look at even hotels, when a hotel is fully booked, a hotel recommends the next hotel.
Mm-hmm.
When mm-hmm. we adopt this small little strategies in our businesses and realize that, look, Genevieve, I have all it takes to get this coaching done. But, you know, if I get to you and I speak to you and I say that, look, I'm overbooked. It's weighing me down. It's stressing me. Why won't you take this part and I take this part? We build a connectivity, or we build some kind of collaboration, that what happens is that tomorrow we can take bigger projects and work together and share the investment returns that comes on it. So all I want to say is that let's be a bit open-minded. The word keeps coming: open-minded, growth-oriented. Look for opportunities in trying to shun away from what keeps us staying still at the back and thinking that, look, she doesn't have my back, so why do I need to even have hers? Forget about the other person. Do what you think is right and get moving. Other people will learn, and we'll get a ripple effect as women in business, and we will get the support system built in such a way that I know I can count on you. You're in Nigeria, I'm in Ghana. I can count on you when I need something done for my business in Nigeria. I can expand beyond the jurisdiction of Ghana. I can go far beyond and have my businesses open in other places because of collaboration. So as women, let's try and focus more on how we can collaborate with our fellow women and forget competition. That is how I want to put it across.
Thank you very much. So the watchword, the word, the buzzword, the word that we should move forward with women is collaboration. Collaboration. And there's a question here from Lily. Lily says, so how do we go about collaborating? How do we find the right circle to collaborate with?
Thank you very much, Lily. So collaboration cannot just happen. Definitely you need some level of network. You need some level of support. You need some, I would call it support systems again. So as women in business, let me keep the focus on women in business. As women in business, one of the things we need to do is to go beyond our jurisdiction. Be in very valuable networks. You can join groups. I'm sure in Nigeria, there are so many groups that you can join.
Mm-hmm.
That is one. You can go beyond Nigeria. Today, thanks be to internet, especially social media.
Technology.
You can just go on LinkedIn. You can, if it's you're a Facebook fan, you can be on Facebook and see 101 or millions of networks that you can join. The key word here is don't just join any network. Join valuable network. Network that gives you value or brings you value. That is the first thing. We can also look back and say that, okay, as we're growing, definitely you grew with people. You went to school. You've met different people on other work sites. You've met teams. You've worked with different suppliers if you're in business. Out of these people you meet, you need to develop something we call a relationship. Don't go to them when you need help. Develop mm-hmm. a relationship. Mm-hmm. Maintain. So I'm talking about developing, and I'm also using the word maintain. Develop and maintain the relationship. I don't know you. We've met today through someone. How am I going to develop and maintain the relationship I have with you so that tomorrow when I need something done in Nigeria, or when you need something done in the US, where I am partly based, in Dubai, where I have a few links, in Ghana, where I'm based, you can easily reach out to Dr. Genevieve and say, Dr. Genevieve, please get this done for me, or can you please help me do this? And bam, it is done. So you see, you develop, maintain a relationship, and then you join valuable networks. Make sure that you are exposed to some good network and don't make or don't abuse these networks. Let me use that clause. Don't abuse the network. Build, maintain, but make sure that they are also getting value so that they don't feel overly used, that now you are calling them and they are shunning away. They don't even want to pick your calls.
Yeah.
So we can build collaboration in so many ways. And these are just a few of the ways we can build collaborations. I don't know if I answered you, Lillian.
Yeah, well, she's here. She will let us know if she got something from it. So thank you very much. I think you're very much on point. So we need to go out and look for networks that are valuable, that connect with our own consciousness and the visions that we carry and the dreams. Networks that look like they will take us to where we want to go to and join them. And when we join, we add value so that they will consider us valuable people and also be ready to pitch in for us, even when we are not in the rooms. Very, very critical. So now I'm going to take you back to where we're coming from. You know, when you were talking about documentation. It is also, I'm at a recent Women in Business conference that I attended. I had, I sat next to a CEO of a telecom subsidiary here in Nigeria. And she was sharing her experience with me. She said that they have money to give to people, women, to start business. But she found out, even after they narrowed down and shortlisted and got to 1,000 women and they wanted to give them some reasonable amount of money to start their businesses, they found that these women had no documentation. They have been in business, they're obviously doing business, but there is no documentation. There's no bookkeeping of any sort. And it became a problem. How do you now give money to people who do not have narration for what they have been doing? So, you know, it just got me thinking that, but maybe the reason why women don't bounce back as quickly as the men do is because we go with our guts. We say we know what we're doing. We can see that we started with 500,000 and then we now have 10 million. We're happy with it, but we can't plot that graph, you know, to be able to convince the people who want to fund us.
Yeah.
And then secondly, she said that the women said, because it was a loan, but a loan with a single-digit interest rate to them. And they said they didn't want the loan. They wanted grants. They wanted money that you give us outrightly. So they didn't want any money risk-averse. Exactly. So why are women like this? And yet we're the first to complain that our businesses are going under.
You see, I always use the phrase that when it comes to leadership, there is no gender. The same way when it comes to business, there is nothing like a man can only be the one who can get businesses done right. Some men don't also have proper systems. They don't have proper documentation. Look, I've worked in the bank for close to 2 decades, and I've worked as a retail branch manager. So I see different businesses, whether it is men businesses or women businesses. But this is what I want to say. You see, no investor would want to give you money when there is no trend, when there is no track record, when there is no history to say that, okay, this is how my business has been in the past. So going forward, if I give X amount to this business, it means that the money can be used, turn around, and I can get an ROI of X amount or X plus 2. You know, nobody would give you money just for the fun of it. Even with the grants, they look out for certain things. So there should definitely be some sort of system in place. And I always use the S-cube approach, especially for women. Anytime you want to start any kind of business, look, even if it's just a tabletop business today, think locally, but grow globally. Think locally. That yes, today I'm starting this business in Lagos. I would want to expand in the next 3 years into maybe 6 or 8 places or states in Lagos. But in the 5th year, I would want to go beyond Lagos. Let's say Ghana. I would want to come to Ghana. The key thing is once you have the sustainability approach, you start right. So my S-Cube approach is, the first one is not just having the idea, but starting the business. Starting the business, scaling up, and sustaining these businesses that we start. So the three S, I call it the S-Cube approach. Whenever we adopt the S-Cube approach, what happens is that we know that, okay, in 5 years' time, we want to get to Ghana. So what do we do today? We start putting the right system. And when I say system, don't let us look far. Today, we all have phones, isn't it? Mm-hmm. You can actually just put information on your phone. Just send it to yourself. Let me put it like that. Send messages to yourself that, okay, today I bought X amount of this. I have sold three. I'm left with two. So this is how much I have made. See it as a simple text message to yourself. You don't need to go for a high-end accountant.
You know, there's even you can do that on WhatsApp. You can WhatsApp yourself.
Exactly. My point is I'm not going to go into Excel sheets and mm-hmm, all that. Mm-hmm. I just want us mm-hmm. to make it very simple.
Simple,
because
yeah.
we are not on the same level. There are businesses that are very micro to the core. There are some businesses that are small. And even the small, we can define it into three or four different parts, you know. So mm-hmm. I want us to break it down because I'm sure the audience are diverse. Break it down. The point is that when you have this little record, I use the phone because we all have access to phone. It's not all of us who have access to computers. And we also have access to the old way of doing things, a book. Just have a book in your office or your shop. Rule your lines. Make sure that, okay, you know what you started with. You know what you've sold. You know what is left. Tomorrow you start again. By the end of the month, even if you don't need an accountant, I always say, you have friends, you have people, students who are looking for some sort of internship opportunities, students who are looking for opportunities to learn on the job. Adopt the strategy of adopting one student who is into probably accounting and finance in a school. You can just employ this person on a part-time basis. You don't need to pay him so much because it's give and take, win-win situation. You are giving him the opportunity to learn on the job. He's also giving you something in return. So once you are able to put basic systems in place, what happens is that you're not just keeping records for yourself, but also for the future. So looking at going to Ghana scenario, you know that, okay, I want to go to Ghana in 5 years. So when you look back, you can say that, oh, okay, this is how I started. This is how far I've come. Then it is also able to help you in the event where you need a little bit of assistance in a bank or from a bank. It is easier. The scenario you used, the money is available. I spoke 2 years ago in the UK and I was saying that the money is available. And they kept asking me, where is the money? Show us the money. And I said, look, there is so much money available internationally, locally. However, nobody would give you money because they like you. When it comes to business, we look at bookkeeping. We look at strategy. We look at the people behind the business. So there are so many things that we look at before an investor would say, take $10, 100 naira, 1,000 Ghana cedis to do your business or to grow your business. So my key word is let's put in basic. I use the word basic because let's start small. Let's put some sort of basic systems and structure in place. And just to add to it, you see, don't start your business and think that this is where you're going to stay forever. Think beyond. That's why I use the word think of starting locally, but grow globally. So you have the global mindset in place. Then you are able to put in the right system and know that, look, tomorrow I will need investors. So let me put a small board in place. Now we are all talking about ESG, right? I'm sure you've all heard of ESG, environmental, social, and governance. Yeah. So you're not just doing business ethically, but you're also thinking of how can people help me? And that is where the support system will come in again. Getting coaches, getting mentors, getting people who have been there to assist you and guide you on the journey. I will charge you small money to coach you and to make sure that you're doing the right business. I can also give it for free. It depends on who I'm dealing with. But don't be too focused on free things, because free things sometimes, it's not what you need. if you
need, you don't run with it.
You know, yes, we can do it for free. It depends on the impact I want to have or where I'm doing it. And the
problem is, if you keep getting freebies, you really not get to the meat of things, because I mean, there's a limit to what you learn.
I'm teaching for free. Exactly. You know, but my point is that let's try and invest in ourselves. Let's try and invest in the businesses we want to see. I'm sure we all want to see our businesses become like a Dan Gote's business. We want to see a Tony Elumelu business. We want to see businesses that are transcending generations, right? And in so doing, you cannot afford to start with that mindset of, I'm just doing it hand to mouth. No. Put the right systems in place. Have the 3S or the S cube approach in mind anytime you decide to kickstart an entrepreneurial journey. That is how I want us to look at it, as women especially.
Thank you very much. What you've just done now is break down a business class. You've just practically taught us what we require to get funding into our businesses. We must do bookkeeping, no matter how elaborate or how inelaborate. We must have something that tells the story of what we do every day in our business.
Exactly.
You know, and if we want to run or build businesses that transcend us, we have to start from day one. You know, it's not, it doesn't happen like magic. You don't begin to say, oh, I'm doing a hand to mouth business. Once something comes, you eat it. Something comes, you eat it. And then you think that by 50, you find yourself in Ghana. It doesn't work like that. You start from day one to look at that business and see the projections. And in fact, by year three, you should know whether you'll be in Ghana by year five or not, following your trajectory. I must really thank you for your time and ask you to please give us your closing remark and charge us to just keep being resilient.
What I would say is that action, a few call to action. Ensure that as a woman in business, collaboration is one of the key words you don't have to forget. Join valuable networks. Ensure that you are learning and also developing your team members, capacity building. Also remember that whenever you are in the state of confusion, after a setback, after a challenge, there is a practice that I do and I'm going to share with you.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the PASS, P-A-S-S, plan or strategy.
P-A-S-S plan.
Yes. And the first P, you practice a mind or a body exercise or a technique. So, you know, some of us love to meditate a lot. Some of us are into yoga and all that. Whatever you are into, that's like practicing with a mind. Keeping, I would use the word keeping a good mindset. Going away from all negative thoughts and telling yourself that I am down today, but I need to rise up tomorrow and move beyond that. Exercise also helps me a lot. I know what brings me alive. So when I take my bath therapy, I become okay. So know what brings you back to normal. Practice things that brings you back to normal, using the mind and then the body. The second one is two, accepting that, look, I am not perfect. I can make mistakes, but let me go beyond the mistake. Constance, they say what? Change is the only constant, by Heraclitus. So remember that, look, this is me today. I have made some mistakes, yes. I have made some bad business decisions, but I don't need to stay there forever. Accept that this is a challenge, but I can go beyond it. It's an experience. I don't even want to use the word challenge. It's an experience. Maybe it's a bad experience, but out of the bad, good comes. COVID brought about the silver lining for a lot of people, myself. That is when I did my doctorate. That is when I started the Wise Network in Ghana, a women's network group. That is why I started the Young Leaders Club for children like age five to like 12 years. I wrote my first book, The Jigsaw Effect of Leaders. So whereas people were inside their room crying, I was using the time to do other things. So disruptions can make you have a silver lining. It depends on how you approach it. The next one, which is the next C, is socialize with the best of the best. When I say socialize with the best of the best, join valuable networks. Join groups that are positive in nature. Positive energy brings us joy. It makes us feel better in the state of confusion. It brings us hope when all is lost. When you speak to somebody who is positive in the mind, it rejuvenates you. So socialization is key, but the best of the best. Make sure you are in the right network, not just any. When you see that people are negative in your network, shun away from them. Learn how to say no. Yeah, learn how to close some chapters. Learn how to give a closure to some kind of relationship or friendship. The last one is, I'll say, you set an agenda. And what is this agenda? The agenda is for you to tell yourself that, okay, the strategy didn't work. That is why probably this experience took place. However, the next 3 months, this is the plan I have. The next 6 months, this is the plan I have. The next 9 months, this is the plan I have. So break down, set out a plan, an agenda. If you use the vision board system, perfect. I normally would always go back to my strategy table because, look, things might not go the way we plan, but learn to realign your strategies and set a new agenda to moving forward. Finally, what I would say is that I love this quote. They said, the only difference between stumbling blocks and stepping stones is how we use them. So the only difference between a stumbling block and a stepping stone is the way we use them. So I can see a big rock in front of me. I can decide to let my leg hit it. I can also decide to stand on it to the next level. It depends on how you want to see challenges. So in all you do, remember that you have all it takes as a woman in business to be financially empowered. Don't give up. You're not alone. We've all been there. We've gone through different phases. And together, when we collaborate and we pull our efforts together as women. And when I'm there and I remember that I need to hold the hand of another person, mentorship, coaching, pull the next young person who is also starting business today to the next level. Tomorrow, we would all have a community of great women where we can pull resources together and become financially empowered, support our men at home, our children, communities, and the world at large. And tomorrow we'll be sitting on boards where we can also become a voice for other women in business. Thank you so much for having me.
What a wrap this is to the Disruption Series. Thank you so much, Genevieve. You are such an amazing woman. Thank you so much. So this is where we're going to wrap up this show today. Women, is disruption season. We just gave you a tip of the iceberg over 4 weeks so that you can do what? You can grab it and then run with it. It's not enough that you're listening and then you sit down and then you just say, okay, no, we want you to take action. See, don't stumble. Step on it. Disrupt yourself. And then evolve and come out on the other side. A better you, a readier you, a more equipped you. You know, who is willing to pay the price for the dreams that you carry on the inside. Yeah, so hold on to all you've heard today, marinate on it, and then you know you can come back to this video over and over. You know, your friends who are running businesses, please send them this way so they can watch this video and get the knowledge for themselves. And remember, Dr. Genevieve is the world sought after coach.
You can connect with me on LinkedIn.
What especially. I have given to you is access. Please don't let it slide by. Make use of it. And remember what she also said, do not abuse it. So don't waste her time, but please go to her with constructive questions. Go to her with stuff so that she can give you the guidance you need. Pay if you need to pay. Get the knowledge you need to have. And then see yourself become bigger and better at everything that you do. Thank you. So this is where we wrap today's edition of Opie with Ezine. It's been another amazing one. Please follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. And of course, YouTube, everywhere, Opie with Ezine. Get copies of our books and get copies of Dr. Genevieve's book as well. And when adversity strikes, fight. Thank you. Big up to everyone that is involved in creating this magic every week, starting with you, our dear listeners, our followers, our guests, the amazing Up You team. You all stay strong, stay blessed, stay lifted. Remember, it's all about you finding self, finding purpose. And till I come your way next week, Up you. My name is Edinle Kufurekanem, and it's bye for now.